Hi everyone, this is Josh, and I'm excited that it's day number 10. We have hit double digits. What a journey it has been so far, and we trust that God has been working in your heart and building your faith each day as you make the time to meet with Him. In John chapter 15, Jesus encourages His followers to abide in Him, to stay connected to Him, and to allow God to work within them so that they can bear fruit for the glory of God. Let's take a moment and ready ourselves before God. I encourage you to say a prayer to God and focus on this moment of abiding in His presence.
Hey everyone, Matthew here. The Bible is the inspired word of God, and it is through His word that God reveals Himself. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." How powerful is that? The word of God has the ability to revive and strengthen your soul. May we honor the word of God and make time abiding with Christ the top priority in our lives. There is an incredible scene that takes place in the book of Nehemiah. The Israelites, who are the people of God, had just finished rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem and settled in their towns. It says in chapter 8 that they all gathered together in a large assembly and asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law of Moses. Ezra stood on a platform, and when he began to read, all of the people stood to their feet and listened closely. What an incredible hunger and anticipation for the Word of God. They all stood to honor God's Word and leaned in with their hearts fully open to what God would say. My encouragement for you today is that you would have the same attitude and desire for God's Word, that we would honor the reading of Scripture and lean in closely to all that God has for us. No matter the challenge you may be facing today, God's word is hope, God's word is peace, and God's word has the power to revive your soul.
Our speaker today is Emily McCormick. Emily and her husband Brian planted Reach Church on Seattle's east side back in 2012 and served in leadership there for over a decade. Then God called them to move to Texas to minister to college students at Texas A&M as the executive directors of Breakaway, where they're impacting thousands of college students every week. Emily is a mother of five beautiful children and the host of the This Changed My Life podcast. We're grateful for her contribution to Altar in the Valley and know you'll be blessed as you listen to her.
I wanted to walk you through a practice that has been deeply encouraging and meaningful for me. It's especially been helpful for me when I've walked through seasons of grief or big changes that come with heartache or experiencing a big transition where I'm processing a lot of grief. And especially too in seasons where it feels like a valley where things seem hard rather than on those mountaintops where things seem easy. It's something called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina literally means divine reading. And it's attributed to someone named Gregory of Nyssa who lived in 330 to 395 AD. The whole point of this is simply immersing yourself in Scripture to connect with the Lord. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read Psalms 23 once. And as I read, I encourage you just to really pay attention to maybe one word or one phrase that really sticks out to you where you're at right now today, whatever you're doing. And after, I'll leave just a few seconds of quiet just to reflect, to think, what was the one thing that really stood out to me? And then I'll read that scripture again. And as I read it again, I just encourage you to again think, what is the thing that is trying to kind of speak louder and jump off the page to encourage me? And then afterwards, I will share just a few thoughts that have been encouraging to me as I have worked and walked through Psalms 23. So I'll read it now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now let's just pause and think what stood out to us. I'm going to read it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pause one more time and just reflect. I encourage you, if something stuck out, maybe text it to yourself or write it down somewhere or process it a little bit later or pray as you're walking or as you're resting. But I just wanted to share a few short thoughts of things that stuck out to me in this incredible scripture. The first is where it talks about, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And the two words that stuck out to me here are even though. And the Lord put on my heart recently this idea that oftentimes the words of what if really can paralyze us, especially in seasons of hardship or unknown. The what if I don't make it through? What if this happens to me? What if this doesn't happen the way I hoped? And those things can really plague us with so much anxiety or fear or depression or panic. And when we read that scripture, it says, even though, or what if we change it to even if, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The fear, there's reason to fear walking through what it says, the valley of the shadow of death. But instead of saying, what if we were to say, even if, even when, God, you're with me. God, you comfort me. God, you say you will never leave me or forsake me. God, you say that even in the darkest places, nothing can hide me from your presence. God, even in the things I'm most afraid of, no matter even when those things happen, your faithfulness sustains me. And so I have tried to take my what ifs, my fears, and say, no, I'm going to say even if that happens, I know my God is good. Even if, even when you are with me, you never leave me, and you are my comforter. He is with us. The other part that I really wanted to focus on is in verse 5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. And this passage is about the Lord as a shepherd. And I don't know if you knew, but shepherds used to take oil and pour it on the heads of their sheep. Why did they do that? Well, flies would come and go into the ears of the sheep. And when flies would come into the ears of the sheep, it would cause so much frustration and maybe pain that the sheep would bang their ears and their heads against something hard so ferociously that it would actually kill them when those flies got in. So the shepherd, out of their loving kindness and protection, would pour this oil on the heads of the sheep, and the oil would ooze over and actually go into their ears and protect the flies from their ears, therefore protecting the lives of the sheep by not letting anything go into their ears and into their their heads. And I think about the amount of times that we let lies from the enemy, maybe it's through the voice of someone else, an accuser or someone who does not know you, or you're misunderstood, or the lies that the enemy is just speaking over us. You'll never change. This will never happen. You're always going to be this way. No one loves you. You're unlovable. Whatever it may be, those lies destroy. We know that it says that in the scriptures, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the main ways he does that is by lies. And so my hope and my encouragement to you right now, today, and my prayer is as you're resting or walking or cleaning, whatever you're doing, that you would let the truth of God pour over you like oil and protect your heart and your mind in Jesus' name, so that those lies of the enemy cannot penetrate your ears and your mind, and that that oil overflows, and that you can then say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the streams of life. Let the pain and the sorrow. Be washed away in the waves of His mercy, as deep cries out to deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. As deep cries out to all who are thirsty, and all who are weak, oh, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the streams of life, let the pain and the sorrow. Be washed away in the waves of His mercy, as deep cries out to deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus. deep cries out to
Jesus, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you that you have promised to be a shepherd who guides us, a shepherd who leads us, a shepherd who's laid down his life for us. And Lord, we trust you. We trust that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we actually do not need to be afraid because you are with us. So we stand upon that promise that the God of the universe, the God over all things, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is with us today. In Jesus' name.